Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
Today we speak to the house of Rabbi, so we have a little connection issue here. Should be fine. We excuse ourselves. We talk to Cécile. Cécile, how are you?
Thank you. And you?
Thank you. Great. So, what do we taste today?
We are going to taste our new extra. It's a creation. We launched it 2 weeks ago. So it's older than our extra that we are used to do in the past. And it's a new packaging, more modern packaging.
Yes, I saw the new decanter. Looks great.
So it's a blend of cognac from 1960s to 1980s. In this blend, it's a new cognac from my grandparents, the father of my father and the father of my mother. And in fact, it's the result of the work of different generations. So each generation has contributed to this creation.
Wow. So if it was distilled in 1960 to 1980, this cognac would be between 40 and 60 years old. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. It has been all distilled in 12 hectoliter but still, the oldest before 1970s, my grandfather make its wine distilled by another people, because before 1970s we have no pot still in our farm. The oldest, it's a stock from my grandfather, but which has not been distilled by my grandfather.
So it's a new blend, and how many different lots did go into this cognac? Can you talk about that?
It's three different years in this blend. Only, in fact, we worked only with the family stock. It's a limited production. When we will have no more stock, we will have to stop this quality.
So how many bottles will you produce of this extra, approximately?
Actually, we produce 1,000.
1,000.
This quality is made with Igny Blanc grapes.
Yes.
The degree of alcohol is 40 degrees. It has been distilled with lees.
As your XO, too?
We are used to do distillation with lees. So only limousine oak barrels, and it's barrels from 270 liters to 400 liters. We stock this cognac in Alary and Seguin Moreau that we work with. We are used to work with this cooper, okay? And this cognac is stocked in our cellar, and our cellar is medium humid.
Medium humid.
We use in the same time new and old barrels for stocking this cognac. Now I'm going to talk about the nose of the cognac and the color of the cognac.
I have just one question. So I just wonder, why didn't you call this cognac an ordage? Because it could easily be named ordage. I mean, it's 40 to 60 years old. Why did you decide to go for the name extra?
In the past, we used extra for our older cognac. If we want, we can choose ordage, but we made the choice of keeping extra.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. So let's talk about the nose and the taste.
So the color is gold, and we have brown highlights. And when we smell it, we have an agreeable, persistent note of fresh fruit. Then, after this fresh fruit, we have notes of vanilla and cloves. And at the end, we have a slightly candied quince and prunes note. If you move the glass, you can have fruity nuts, which give way to delicate floral scents. At the end, we can have notes of candied prunes. On the palate, we have it's sweet and we have an harmony, which contrasts with the nose, which is powerful. The palate jungles with notes of licorice, spice, and candied fruits, to finish with a note of rancio. And rancio is due to the time that the cognac has passed in oak barrels.
Would you say it's a typical Grand Champagne rancio taste?
Yeah. In fact, it's due to the fact that this type of cru permits to keep cognac a long time in oak barrels. So yeah, it's typical of Grand Champagne.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cécile, for this tasting. Thank you for letting us into your world of cognac.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me.
Have a good day and see you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!